Ryan, we have new inflation numbers here for the month of January, and it appears that the inflationary genie has not quite been put back into the bottle yet. Want to tell us what the latest numbers show?
The target is 2%, and the numbers that just came out are a little above 3%. But it's actually a little bit worse than that. If you dig underneath the surface, you take out food and energy prices, which just move of their own accord for reasons having nothing to do with inflation, we're looking at 3.9% inflation, which is almost double the target. Now, we're not going to go back to the 9.2% inflation that we peaked at. The Federal Reserve has been doing more or less the right thing for about 2 years now. They've gotten the money supply under control. Congress and the president have refrained from big stimulus bills that have made inflation worse for a while now. But we can't get that last step done, going from 3 or 4% down to 2%. And there are reasons for that that the Federal Reserve can't do that much about.
Want to tell us a little bit what those reasons might be?
Yeah, I think the reason is confidence and expectations, that, you know, the sort of things that you can't quantify or put into an economic model, but still have a real effect on inflation. Basically, the next time there's an economic slowdown, people are basically expecting the Federal Reserve to panic again, just like they did during COVID, and they expect Congress and whoever's president to pass a large spending bill that'll cause even more inflation. So until these people's expectations will be for policymakers to restrain themselves, when people sign long-term contracts or companies make purchasing decisions up and down their supply chains, they're going to factor in long-term inflation being a little higher than they'd like. Until those expectations get in line, inflation's not going to get in line either.
One of the causes of inflation, of course, has been the excessive spending that has occurred in Washington. Once again, they're talking about $95 billion in aid to Ukraine, to Israel, and even Taiwan. When you take a look at this talk coming out of Washington, does that play into that expectations game?
Not so much. The inflation we've been dealing with comes out of COVID, and the Federal Reserve, by context, increased the money supply not by $95 billion, but by $5 trillion. And the spending bills that Congress and the president passed amount to even more than that. So we're talking trillions and trillions of dollars. So while an aid package or any other spending bill won't make inflation any better, any impact they do have is deep decimal at most.
There's a difference between the overall inflation rate and so-called core inflation. Could you drill down to that a little bit more? And what is involved in the core inflation rate?
That's a good question. And I urge your listeners to pay more attention to that core rate than to the standard one that you see in the headlines. What the core rate does is it tries to look, it excludes food and energy prices because those go up and down all the time. The reason why the core inflation is reading just under 4% right now instead of right over 3% for the headline is because energy prices have been falling quite a bit. And that happens, there are seasonal factors, there are supply chain factors, all these things that have nothing to do with underlying monetary inflation. So the headline number gives a distorted reading. The core CPI, by leaving those things out, gives you a better, not a perfect picture, but a better picture what's happening with that underlying monetary inflation that is our real long-term concern here.
The equity markets this past week didn't react too well to the latest inflation numbers. Why is it that the markets have such an adverse reaction whenever inflation ticks up maybe a little bit more than expected?
It's because inflation is a very sensitive issue. It's been Americans' number one concern for several years going, and right now, things going on with the controversy at the border and some other issues are making headlines right now, a month or two from now, maybe not. We'll see. But people are very sensitive about inflation. And one thing about the financial markets, they're not necessarily on our side on this one. They love it when the Federal Reserve lowers interest rates, which raises inflation. When the Fed does lower rates, we'll see what happens. The stock market will have a rally day and all that. That might not necessarily be good for the economy, but it might be good to have stocks on that day. So I don't pay too much attention to financial markets when it comes to economic well-being.
In terms of the Fed here, Ryan, they have been talking about easing back a bit on interest rates, maybe a couple of quarter point cuts later this year. the fact that we see inflation still not down to the target level, is that sort of a harbinger that maybe those cuts may be a little bit longer in coming?
Yeah, I think they're going to wait on that. They meet every 6 weeks to make a new decision. The next one will be on March 20. And I don't think they're planning on cutting rates in March anyway. But with this news, it's definitely not going to happen now. We'll see what happens if they meet in June or August or whenever those summer dates are. But it's not going to happen in March 20.
The average American family here, Ryan, sitting at the kitchen table, planning out their food budget, paying the mortgage, trying to also keep gas in the car. Is there still a hesitancy at that kitchen table about the direction of the economy, given the fact that inflation has risen overall, what, about 19% in the last 3 years? That's now baked into the economy, is it not?
That's exactly right. Since COVID, the dollar has devalued by 19%. And only recently have families' wages started catching up. And even then, gas prices and food prices, those change all the time. They update their signs and their price tags every day. When you get a pay raise, that's maybe once a year. So even if your wages catch up on paper, there's still that lag time between this year's raise and next year's raise. So families are being very careful about their big purchasing decisions and the high interest rates that we're having to deal with. That is part of the price that you pay for getting inflation under control is another factor. So the economy is in good shape overall, but it could be a lot better.
Ryan Young is senior economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We've been talking about inflation and how you at the kitchen table are feeling about our economy. Ryan, want to tell us a little bit about the Competitive Enterprise Institute? And also, you write a lot about this. Where can folks find those writings?
CEI's website is cei.org. We are a think tank based in Washington. We cover all things regulation from finance to labor to manufacturing. If it involves regulation, we cover it, and our website is cei.org.
Ryan Young of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Ryan, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.